B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf nun ches. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of nun zayin amud beis, the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, ein moididin, when the surveyors, when they measure the tchum of 2,000 amos, then they do not measure elo b'chevel shel chamishim amo. Number one, they have to use a rope. We'll see in the Gemara what that's coming to exclude. And number two, that the rope must not be longer or shorter than 50 amos. Lo yipochis v'lo yosa, not shorter nor longer. V'lo yimdoid, one should not measure elo keneged liboy. One should not hold the rope anywhere besides except against his chest. We assume that all the people that are involved in measuring the tchum are of average height. And the Chachomim said that we have to make sure that everybody places the rope on the same point of their body, and that way there will be as few slopes as possible, because the more slopes there are, the less area, the less space the tchum will be. And we want to give the full 2,000 amos, so we want to have these ropes, the 40 times, the 40 stretches of 50 amos, we want them to be as level as possible, as flat as possible, and therefore we always measure from the same point of the body, the chest. So if you have two people each holding one end of the rope, if they both hold the rope against their chests, then the rope will be almost completely flat. Continues the Mishnah. Hoya moideid, if a person was measuring the tchum parallel to the city, north, south, west, and east, v'igia legai, and he reached a valley, or a fence, then how is he supposed to measure this? There's now something in his way. Mavlioi, then he should absorb it, he should span it, and what that means in practical terms is that there will be one person who will be holding this rope on one side of the wall or the valley, then, and somebody else will be holding it on the other side of the wall or the valley. If it's a valley, they can just hold it against their chests as they normally would. If there's a wall there, they may have to raise the ropes on a pole, on a stick. They'll tie the rope to the end of a stick and hold it high, making sure the rope is straight and level and flat. And they'll just, so to speak, go on top of the wall as if the wall is not there and keep measuring. And obviously that only applies if this valley or the pile of stones, the fence, the stones are not 50 amos wide. If they're more than 50 amos wide, you'll not be able to span the area with the rope of 50 amos. You're going to have to find another way of measuring the distance. Higia lahar, if he reaches a mountain whilst he's measuring, that means within the tchum area there's a hill, a mountain. Mavlioi, then assuming that from one edge of the mountain to the other edge of the mountain is not more than 50 amos, and he can use that rope, then he just holds it, one person holds the rope on one end of the mountain, possibly on a pole, and the same on the other side, and the 50 amma rope just goes straight over the mountain, as if the mountain is not there, as if it's completely flat. V'chozer l'midosoi, and after he spans the mountain, then he will return to his line of measurement. That means he was on the north of the city, he was measuring northwards, trying to get to 2,000 amos, and then there was a mountain in the way. Then he's got to be mavlia, he's got to absorb the mountain within the span, within the 50 amos. And obviously that may possibly take him out of his way a little bit, we'll see in the Gemara. And then as soon as he's past the mountain, chozer lemidosoi, he goes back to continue that line that he was measuring from the north of the city. And the same applies to any other direction. Continues the Mishnah. This is provided that he does not leave the tchum area while measuring. If he would have to leave the tchum area in order to span the mountain, and the part of the mountain that's within the tchum area is wider than 50 amos, And then obviously he cannot span it. There's no way that a 50 amma rope will be able to go from one side to the next of the mountain. Even if you're holding both ends high up on a pole above the mountain, there's no way they can do it if the mountain is wider than 50 ammas. If he's unable to span it because the mountain is too wide, then we need another way of measuring the distance across a mountain. And we have to remember that according to the letter of the law, 2,000 amos is totally flat amos. We totally ignore any ups and downs, valleys, trees, valleys, walls, mountains. Then we're trying to find a way of measuring the flat as if it was all a flat surface of 2,000 amos. We cannot always do it. Sometimes we'll see in the Gemara that sometimes we actually measure the slope with its slope, and in that case the 2,000 amos of rope will be less than 2,000 amos of flat distance because you're going up a hill. However, in most cases we're actually going to try and find a way of measuring it should be totally level. One way of doing it is mavliyai. If it's less than 50 amos, the mountain, the wall, the fence, the valley, then you'll just have one person on one side, one person on the other side, with a flat string going straight over whatever's getting in the way. However, over here, if you cannot do it, then Bezu'amar Abdustoyi Bar Yanai Mishum Rab Meir, it was said in the name of Rab Meir, there's another option, another solution of measuring without the fact that it's very slopey, taking away, distracting from the 2,000 amos, and that is Shamati Shemekadrin Bahorin. Mekadrin actually means to bore, to pierce the mountains, which more or less means it's, so to speak, as if we're going to bore a hole straight through the mountain and draw the string through it as if it's totally flat. However, obviously we cannot bore, we do not pierce the mountain. So what do? You get people to hold strings of just 4 amis long, not the 50 amis long, and you get one person on at the bottom of the mountain, another person goes more or less 4 amis up the mountain, and the lower person holds the string by his chest, the upper person holds the string by his foot, and that way, every 4 amis of distance, there's going to be leveled out the string half the height of a person's body from a person's chest until his feet, and that way you've more or less made steps, so to speak, and you've measured the entire mountain just totally flat. Because if you've got one person who's 4 amos up the mountain, then the person below him, but the string is held between the feet of the upper person and the chest of the lower person, the string will be almost level. And you keep doing that until you get to the top of the mountain, and then you know how wide the mountain is if it would be flat. And that's called Mekadrin Bahorim. And we'll see in the Gemara that there are a couple of other ways of measuring different distances. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Minoa Namili, what is the source that the rope used has to be of 50 amos, not more, not less? Omar of Yudah Marav, it's a Pasuk, to Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Oirech HaChotzer, the length of the courtyard of the Mishkan was Meo Ba'amo, it was 100 amos, V'roichav, its width was Chamishim Ba'chamishim, 50 by 50. And that's very interesting, because why doesn't it just say the width was 50 amos, which is the truth? How can a width be 50 by 50? The width was not 50 by 50. The whole courtyard was 100 by 50. And this is something that the Gemara already discussed on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. But here the Gemara says that from the fact that it says V'roichav chamishim, the width is 50 amos, b'chamishim, is Amra Torah. The Torah is telling us b'chevel shel chamishim amo medoid, you should measure with a rope of 50 amos. Asks the Gemara b'homi bo'elei little chamishim u'lesaviv chamishim. Did we not already see on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that the words Chamishim B'Chamishim is actually telling us that even though the courtyard of the Mishkan was 50 by 100, which is 5,000 square amos, but what the Torah is actually teaching us with this is that an area of a karpeif assuming it's not Mukaf Ladira, is an area of 71 and 2/3 amois by 71 and 2/3 amois, which means if you took the second 50 amois and you put it exactly around the first 50 amois, chamishim b'chamishim, which means if you took 5,000 square amois and you made a square root, you found out exactly a square of that will total 5,000 square amois, every side will be 71 and 2/3 amois. And we learn that from chamishim b'chamishim, that the second chamishim surrounds and circles the first chamishim. So that's what the Gemara is asking. You take the second 50 by 50 and you surround the first 50 by 50. That's what we saw in Daf Chav Gimel. Answers the Gemara that the truth is from the words chamishim bechamishim you can learn both halachas. Also that the area of the maximum area of which is an enclosure not made for residential purposes is 71 and 2/3 amis square, and also the halacha that you have to measure with a rope of 50 amis, you can learn them both. Im kein le makro, if the pasuk would only be wanting to tell us that the 50 amos is surrounding the first 50 amos, so to speak, of course in the courtyard it was 50 by 100, but teaching us that there's some significance with a square of 71 and 2/3 amos by 71 and 2/3 amos, it would say chamishim chamishim. That's 50-50, which means that 150 surrounds the other 50, and if you took 50 by 50, which is 2,500 square amis, and you spread it around an existing area of 2,500 square amis, you'll have an area of 5,000 square amis, where every side is 71 and 2/3 amis. Bach my chamishim bachamishim, the extra base. Why does it say in the pasuk the 50 amos is bachamishim? It's by means of, it's with 50 amos. Shemati mino, shamos mino tarati, to teach us this second halacha as well, that the rope that you use has to be exactly 50 amos. Continues the Gemara. Lo ipochis v'lo yosa. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a rope that's more than 50 amos, nor less than 50 amos. Tona, we learnt in the Braisa, loy pochis, why can you not use a rope that's less than 50 amos? Mipnesha marbe, if the rope is too short, a person will typically, or the people will stretch the rope, and that way, if you're going to measure 40 times distance of this rope that should take you to 2,000 amos, but if you're stretching the rope, then when you do 40 times the distance of this rope, then you're actually going to get, obviously, if it's less than 50 amos, you'll be doing it more than 40 times. But however many times you'll be doing it, if you're stretching the rope, you're going to have more distance than you're actually allowed, and that's no good. V'lo yoser, nor are you allowed to use a rope that's longer than 50 amos, mipnei shememayit, because it's longer and heavier rope, the weight of the rope will make it sag in the middle, and you'll think that you have a rope of, let's say, 60 amos, and you'll do it that many times, you'll multiply 60 till you get to 2,000. The truth is you'll have less than 2,000 amos, because even though it's a 60 amma rope, the distance between the two ends is going to be less than 60 because it sags. And we don't want the people to have less than 2,000 amos for the tchum, and therefore you have to have a rope that you're not going to stretch and is not going to sag, and that's exactly 50 amos. And now we have to discuss what type of rope should be used. So it's going to be a machlokes in the Gemara. Omer Rab Asi. Rab Asi says, Ein moidedin elo b'chevel shel afsakimo. You have to use an afsakimo rope. Asks the Gemara, my afsakimo? What is this afsakimo? Omer Rab Abba says, Nargilo. It's something called Nargilo. And in this version of the Gemara is asking, my nargilo, what is this nargilo, which means afsakimo, and that's the rope you're supposed to be using. Omer Biakov, Rav Yaakov explains, nargilo is diklo dechad nevoro, it's a palm tree with just a single vine growing around it, and that type of the rope made of that type of a palm tree, that's the rope you're supposed to use, that's nargila, that's afsakimo, and that's the rope you use for tchum. Ikadomra, there's another version. My afsakima, what is afsakima? It's actually a machloikus. Reb Abba Omar Nargila. Reb Abba says Nargila, and we don't know what Nargila is. And Reb Yaakov Omar, Reb Yaakov is now not explaining what Nargila is. It's an alternative explanation to what afsakima is. He says, Dikra dechad nevora. What we saw before, this palm tree with a single vine, that is called Nargila, but not necessarily the description of afsakima. And those are the two versions in the Gemara. Tanya, we learnt in a brisa, Omar Bishua ben Chananya, Ein necha yofa lemedida yoysu mishal shaloi shel barazel. The truth is that the best thing to use for measuring would have been iron chains. They don't stretch in any way, and you get the most accurate measurement with them. Avar ma nase shari omra teira. But the Torah says you should not use iron chains. Rather, man nase shari omra teira ubiyodoi chevel mido. It says in the pasuk that in his hand was the measuring rope. So you see clearly that the material used should be a rope and should not be iron, should not be metal. Asks the Gemara, v'oksiv, is it not saying another pasuk ubiyado ish knei hamido? That in the hand of the man was a measuring stick. So you see that they used a stick, not a rope. Answers the Gemara, Hahula Tare. If you want to measure small distances like the width of gates, then you can use sticks. To measure with a stick, but when you're measuring larger distances and trying to measure the tchum, then you have to use a rope, as we saw. So that was what we just saw of Asi's opinion, that we're supposed to use the afsakima rope, and we had a discussion what this afsakima is, as we saw. Tanya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef argues with Rav Asi and says, Shloisha chavolim heim. There are three types of ropes. Shel mogog, which is a rope made of reeds. Shel netzer, which is a rope made of peeled willow branches. Vashel pishton, and ropes made of linen. Shel mogog lepora. When did they use the ropes made of reeds, which they used that for the pora aduma? Titnan, as we saw in the Mishnah, that since they wanted that everything to do with the pora aduma should be with materials that are not susceptible to become tomei, therefore the Mishnah says kofsua, they would tie the pora aduma bechevel hamogog with a rope made of reeds, which is not mekabel tuma, or nasnua al gav marachto, and they would place it on top of the pile of woods on which it was going to be burnt. Shel netzarim, the rope of the willow branches, what was that used for? L'saita, it was used to test the saita. Ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah. V'achar kach, afterwards the kohen mevi chevel amitzri, he brings a rope of the willow, made of the willow branches. And he ties it above her breasts after they would tear off part of her garment over her shoulders in order to prevent the garment from falling down. They would tie a rope around her breasts in order to hold up the garment of the Saita, and they used a willow rope for this purpose. Shel pishton, what did they use a rope of linen for? Lemedida, in order to measure the tchum of Shabbos. So you see clearly that Rav Yosef says that the rope that was used was linen, was pishton, not like Rav Asi said that it was from afsakima. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. Hoya moided, if this person, the surveyor, was measuring the tchum, v'igia, he reached a valley, he reached a fence, then he should span it and return to his measuring. Says the Gemara, Midatoni chayzer lemidosoi. From the fact that the Mishnah says that after he spans the fence or he spans the valley, he goes back to the measuring line that he started with before he reached the valley or the fence, michlal, we can deduce from that, dim eina yochi leavlioi, that if going in a straight line, for example, the north of the city, you're going in a straight line to measure 2,000 amos, and now you reach a valley that you cannot span. Then going in a straight line, the valley in a straight line is wider than 50 amos, if it's wider than 50 amos, you cannot be mavlioi. There's no way you can have a person standing on one side of the valley, a person standing on the other side of the valley, and holding a 50 amos string in between them. The valley is too wide for that. So you can move to a place where you can span it. For example, you're going north, you've reached this valley, it's too wide. So you just, for example, just for argument's sake, you walk a little bit to the west, in a right angle to the west, until you reach part of the valley that is less than 50 amos. Then you span the valley, less than 50 amos. You continue walking. For example, if the line that you started measuring, the valley there was 60 amos. So you go to you go further west, till the point where the valley is only 50 or less than 50 amos, you span the valley, and then you walk an extra 10 amos because you have to get back in line to where you were, and where you were, the valley was 60 amos. So you walk the extra 10 amos, now you can see that you're past the area where the valley is 60 amos, you go back towards the east until you meet the line that you started with going from north even further north, and you continue measuring. You can go to the sides where you can actually span the valley. And you span it. And you look back, before you turn back to the east, to the line you were, you make sure you've travelled north enough that you actually passed the entire 60 amos width of the valley. That's called tsayfe. You look back towards where you were to see that you've passed that width. And then to look back parallel to the line that you were where you started, now that you've gone past the whole width of the valley, then the chaser, you go back and continue measuring in a straight line. Tanina lahadu ton rabbonon. We've learnt from this Mishnah, we can deduce, and we can see something that we learnt in a brisa. The brisa says, Hoya moideid, if somebody was measuring the tchum, vegio hamido legai, and he reached a valley, im yochi leavlioi bechevel shel chamishim amo, if the width of the valley is less than 50 amois, or not more than 50 amois, then mavlioi, he should just span it as we saw before. Ve'imlav, if he cannot, hoyleich lemokim shiyochi leavlioi, he should go to a place, either further east or further west, and to a place where the valley is less than 50 amos, umavlioi, and then he should span it, v'tsoife, and then he should look towards his original line of measurement and keep moving north until v'choize lemidosoi, until he knows that he's gone far enough that if he goes back towards the east where his original line was, he's past the valley and he continues measuring. Continues that, and so I mean, even though in the Mishnah it didn't say it in that many words, from the fact that the Mishnah says that you go back to the line you were, you can deduce from the Mishnah that if the valley is too wide, you go to the sides to span a narrow part of the valley, and that's something that it actually says explicitly in the Braisa we just learnt. Continues the Braisa, im hoyo gei m'ukom, if on the entire northern side of the tchum, the entire north, the valley is not 50 amos, it's more than 50 amos. And the only way you can actually span the valley is, for example, if the valley at the end, that means it's a valley going along the whole north of the town, and then the valley actually goes south when it reaches the west, for example, the west corner, it goes southwards. And if you then follow the valley towards the south, then you can go from towards the south on the west side of the city, you can then go from the east side of the valley to the west side of the valley, it's less than 50 amos, and then walk all the way around, going up further up northwards and then turning to the east when you reach the top, and that way you can overtake the valley. That means that you're measuring, that means you're spanning the valley not on the side of the city that you're actually measuring at this point. Im hoyo geima ukum, if the valley was curved, then we do not allow you to do that. You have to measure only on the side that you're trying to measure the 2,000 amos. So we need to find another way of measuring how wide this valley is without actually being able to span it in any way. So what do you do? If the makdir v'oile, makdir v'yered, exactly as we saw before in the Mishnah, there's a concept called piercing the mountain, which means that you get people using 4 amah long ropes and holding, the upper person is holding it at his feet, the lower person is holding it at his chest, and that way you can measure how wide the area is. So the Mishnah was talking about a mountain, but the same applies here. If you have a valley, then that's what you have to do. You get one person who's slowly going down into the valley every 4 amos. That's how they measure. The upper person with his feet, the lower person with his chest, and then they can, you can then tell how wide this valley is. Higia lekoisel, says the Braisa, whilst you're measuring, you're reaching an upright wall. Ein oimrim yikoiv hakoisel, then you do not need to, so to speak, pierce the wall or have a rope to span the wall, one person on one side of the wall, one person on the other side of the wall, and measure exactly how wide the wall is. No, it's not necessary. He can just estimate the width of the wall and continue measuring beyond the wall. Says the Gemara, Vanantanan, did we not learn in our Mishnah, Mavlioi, that when you reach a fence, you should be Mavlioi, you should span it, and then continue measuring, which means that you should try and use the 50 amah rope to be on one side of the fence and somebody else on the other side of the fence, and that way measure exactly how wide the fence is. Or at least we're not using any estimations. And that seems to be contradictory to the Braisa that says that when you reach a fence, you reach a wall, you just estimate how wide the wall is. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Nicha Tashmishta. Our Mishnah is talking about the case where the fence is somewhat convenient, which means that it's the fence itself has collapsed and it's now just a heap of stones and people can easily walk over it. Since people can walk over it without too much difficulty, we're that little bit more stringent and we force you to measure it exactly by spanning it, and if it's too wide, then you pierce it, as we saw. Hacha, but in the case of the Braisa that speaks about the wall, that you can just estimate it, lo nicha tashmishta, we're talking about a wall that's very inconvenient to go over, people generally do not pass over it, therefore we're more lenient and we allow you to just estimate the width of the wall. Continues the Gemara, Omer Vyoda Mashmuel, lo shonu, this that we saw, that if you've got a slope of a valley, and we saw in the Braisa that if the valley is too wide to be able to span it, and there's no way to go on the right or the left of it and still stay within the area, within the side, north for argument's sake, and find such a narrow spot, then Mekadrin, we said, you have to measure it by piercing the mountain, as we described before. But says of Yudom HaShmuel, that's only true, Elo She'ein Chut HaMishkoilus Yored Kenegdoi. That's only if in the event that you had a 4-amah pole that you're protruding over the edge of the valley, that means you come to the top of the valley, the rim of the valley, you take a 4-amah stick and you put it over the edge of the valley, into the air of the valley, and hanging from this stick, you've got a plumb line, which is a string with a weight on it. And you see, if the weight goes all the way down and hits the floor of the valley, that means the entire slope going down to the valley is not wider than 4 amos of distance. In that case, if this weight would go straight down, then Moidedoi Medida Yofe, then you do not need to pierce the mountain or to span the mountain and take into account the width of the slope. Rather, you can just go down into the valley, ignore how wide, that means the how far the distance of the slope itself was, just go into the valley, measure the floor of the valley itself, come back up and continue measuring outside the valley, and you can just ignore the slope. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim here In the event that the valley can be spanned, which means that from one side to the other side of the valley is less than 50 amos, do we span the mountain? And obviously, if we do that, we have taken into account the few amos, that the less than 4 amos on either wall of the valley, that it's sloping. Or do we say no, even if it's less than 50 amos, since it's such a sharp slope, that the entire slope to the base of the valley is less than 4 amos in distance, that we disregard it even if it's less than 50 amos? That's a discussion here in the Rishonim. Continues the Gemara. V'kamo oimkoi shel gai. How deep is the valley allowed to be in order to allow us to span the valley? We saw in the Mishnah that if you have a valley and the valley is less than 50 amos, you span it, you get one person on one side holding the string, another person on the other side of the valley, and you just span it, you just hold the string flat over the valley. The question is, how deep can the valley be to allow you to do that? Omer Rav Yosef says, Alpaim, as long as the valley is not deeper than 2,000 amos, which is the distance which is significant in the halachas of Tchum, as we know, then you can span it. If, however, it's deeper than 2,000 amos, then you cannot span it. You actually have to go and pierce the mountain, so to speak. It's not a mountain, it's a valley, but you have to actually go down and measure the distance, but not with a string spanning it, but with people taking strings of 4 amos, and like we saw before, to actually, so to speak, pierce the mountainside and find out exactly how wide it is. Continues the Gemara, Esve Abaya. Abaya challenged Rav Yosef from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Omoik meo v'roichav chamishim mavlioi. When can you be mavlia? Can you span the valley and just pull a rope over the top of the valley? Is if it's 50 amos, not more. And if it's not deeper than 100 amos, he didn't say 2,000 amos. He said if it's deeper than 100 amos, you cannot be mavliya. Ve'im lav ein mavliyoi. If it's not 100 amos or less deep, you cannot be mavliya. And that seems to be contrary to what Rav Yosef said, 2,000 amos. Answers the Gemara, Hu d'omar ka'achirim. It's true that this brisa says 100 amos, but Rav Yosef was following achirim in a different brisa. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Achirim Oimrim, Afilu Omei Karpayim, Veroichav Chamishim, even if the valley is 2,000 amis deep and 50 wide, you can still span it. Ikad Omra, another version of this discussion, Omer of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Afilu Yosir Me'alpayim, you can span a valley even if it's more than 2,000 amis deep. According to this version, the Gemara asks, Kaman, who's Rav Yosef following? Deloike Tanakama, it's not like the Tanakama who said 100 amos deep, or Veloike Achirim, and not like Achirim who said 2,000 amos deep. Rav Yosef says even more than 2,000 amos. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, the Braisa is She'ein Chut HaMishkeilus Yered Kenegdoi. And that is if the slope, the slant of the valley is wider than 4 amos, which means that if you put this weight on the plumb line all the way to the bottom, it's not going to reach the bottom. It's going to hit the walls, which means that the slope of the walls itself is wider than 4 amos. And since it's a moderate slope, it's possible to be mekadrin, it's possible to measure it by, so to speak, piercing the mountain, letting people go down the slope and measuring it. Therefore, there was a machlekus whether up to 100 amos or up to 2,000 amos, but beyond that, you have to actually measure it and not just be mavlin, not just to span it from above. Hocha, however, of Yosef, who said even more than 2,000 amos, you can span it, is b'chut ha-mishkeilis yered kenegdoi, is talking about that this plumb line with a weight at the end of it is reaching right to the bottom of the valley. That means that the entire slope, even if it's more than 2,000 amos deep, the valley, nonetheless, the slope, the wall of this valley is not protruding more than 4 amos, and therefore it's extremely inaccessible to actually climb down such a slope. Therefore, we allowed him to span the valley, even though it's deeper than 2,000 amos. continues the Gemara, V'chi ein chut ha-mishkeilis yered kenegdoi, this that we said, that there's a determining factor whether the weight at the end of this plumb line is going to go right down to the floor or if it's going to hit the side because the slope is wider and therefore the weight is going to knock the slope and not go right to the base of the valley. Ad kamo, how much, how far is the slope of the valley allowed to be that it's considered a moderate slope and you have to measure it with mekadrin and not do mavliya? Omar Avimi, Arba is talking about 4 amos. That means you have a stick of 4 amos going over the edge of the valley. From there you hang down this plumb line with a weight at the end of it. If it reaches the bottom of the valley, then that means that the slope is so sharp that you can just be mavliya. V'chein toni romi bar yecheskel arba, in the braisa we also learned that it's 4 amos. If within 4 amos into the valley, the weight would reach the floor of the valley, then that slope is so steep that we can still span the valley even though it's deeper than 2,000 amos. Continues the Gemara. Higia lahor mavlioi v'chayzer lemidosi. We saw in the Mishnah that if a person is measuring, for argument's sake, in the north of the city, he's measuring the 2,000 amos, and he comes to a mountain, then what does he do? If the mountain is not more than 50 amos wide, he just spans the mountain. One person holds one end of the rope on one side, the other end of the rope on the other side, and you just measure the mountain from bird's eye view, so to speak. Says the Gemara, Higia lahar mavliyoi v'chayzer lemidosoi. And then if he had to go out of his way a little bit east or west in order to find a section of the mountain that is able to be spanned, which is less than 50 amos or 50 amos, not more, then as soon as you've walked far enough north to then be able to get back in line and have passed the mountain, you should do that. Omar Rava, lo yishonu elo bahora mislakit asoro betoich arbo. What type of mountain did they allow them to span in the event that it's less than 50 amos from side to side? That's only a mountain whose the slope is such that within 4 amos, walking 4 amos, horizontally, you've already reached a height of 10 tfachim. However, if the slope is even more moderate, and you have to walk 5 amos before you've reached the height of 10 tfachim, in that case, then you do not span it, you have to actually measure the slope itself, you put the rope, so to speak, on the floor of the mountain, and you measure the floor of the mountain, the whole slope. And obviously in that case, when you get to 2,000 amos, you're going to reach the 2,000 amos mark, even though it's considerably less than what it would have been if you would have just spanned the area. So what did we see so far from here, from Rava? Rava said that when the slope is relatively steep, which means that within 4 amos you reach a height of 10 tfachim, then you can span it. If it's a little bit less steep than that, then we're even more stringent and you actually have to measure the slope itself. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna Breid Rav Nosson Masni Lekula. He learns it even more lenient than Rava. He said, well, it's a different version of Rava. He says that Rava is more lenient than we mentioned before. Omar Rava, lo yishonu, when are you allowed to span the mountain? Elo bahora mislakit asora mitaychomish. If it's a quite a moderate slope, which means that it takes 5 amos to reach a height of 10 tfachim, then you can span the mountain. Not like we saw before, that in that case, you have to be more stringent and you actually have to measure the actual distance along the ground. No, he says in that case you can span it. Aval bahora mislakit asora mitoich arba. If it's even more steep and within 4 amos you already reach a height of 10 tfachim. So beforehand in the first version of Rava we said that in that case you can span the mountain. In this version of Rava he's even more lenient and he says oimdoi vahoylechloi, you don't even have to span the mountain, you can just estimate how wide the mountain is, and continue counting beyond the mountain. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah says that when you're measuring and you have to bypass a wide part of a mountain or a valley by going, for example, if you're measuring on the north, northwards, you have to go a little bit to the east, a little bit to the west. However, you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum area in order to reach a part of the valley or the mountain that is narrow enough that you can actually span it and measure it. Asks the Gemara Maitama, why is one not allowed to go outside the Tchum area? What's the difference? We're not allowing you to walk outside the Tchum. All we're doing is going outside the Tchum to help us measure the distances. But once we measure the distances, of course those distances are only going to be allowed within the Tchum area. Omer of Kahana Gezeira Shama Yoimru Midas Tchumin Bolakan. People who are seeing you measure the Tchum and seeing you go outside the Tchum, people are going to think that from wherever you're measuring, you're allowed to walk. It's all within the Tchum. They will not be aware that you had to go outside the Tchum just in order to help you measure, but really the actual distance is only allowed to be walked within the Tchum. People will not know that, and therefore you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum area to measure and to overtake a wide part of a mountain or a valley. Continues the Gemara, Im eino yochi lavliyai. We saw in the Mishnah that if for whatever reason, if it's too wide and therefore he cannot span the mountain, the Mishnah says that's when Reb Dostoy Bar Yanai said in the name of Reb Meir that you do mekadrin, you pierce the mountain, you do not use a rope of 50 amos, you use a rope of 4 amos, and you have people who are 4 amos away from each other, and one person, the upper person, is putting the rope by his feet, the lower person by his chest, and that way you can measure the distance of the slope. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon Keitzad Mekadrin, how does this procedure actually work of piercing the mountain? Tachtin Kneged Liboy, the lower surveyor, the lower person is holding the rope by his chest. Elyon Kneged Margoloisov, and the upper person is holding the rope to his feet, and that way you can measure the distance without losing too much because of the slope. That means the rope will be more or less level. It will not be as accurate, as straight, as flat, as spanning it, as being mavliya, but at least it will take away most of the slope. Omar Abaye. Abaye says, Naktinon, we have a tradition that when they do this mekadrin, when they do this piercing, ein mekadrin elo bechevel shel arba amois, they use a rope, as we've mentioned a few times, of 4 amois in order to measure the slope of the mountain. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua, Naktinon, we have a tradition, ein mekadrin loy be'egla arufa v'loy be'ori miklot mepnei shehen shel teira. When you're doing this system called Mekadrin, then you're doing away with most of the slope. If you actually measured the entire slope, you measured the floor, for example, of the mountain, then you would have much more amos per distance. If you're measuring with Mekadrin, and even more so if you're measuring by spanning, then a mountain may be just 70 amos from side to side. But if you measure the entire slope of the mountain up and down, you may get to 100 or even more amos. So using these systems of Mekadrin is actually a leniency. And this is a leniency we're only allowed to use by Tchum, which is Derabonon. However, with those halachas where you have to measure areas around cities, for example, Egla Rufa, where they found somebody murdered, they didn't know from which town or which town is closest to the body, then they have to measure. Or with Ori Miklot, the area around the cities of refuge where somebody who murdered somebody by mistake can run to, then in those cases, the area around the cities that are measured are biblical halachas, and over there we do not give you the leniency of allowing you to pierce the mountains to do Mekadrin. All we let them do is you have to actually measure the distance of the slopes themselves, and obviously there will be much less space around the city that will be considered the Tchum, and since it's biblical halachas, we are more stringent. And Yemir Tzeshem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.